Good afternoon, everyone. It's that time again. Time for Living the Good Life right here on TantalkNetwork.com. And we're glad you joined us. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And welcome to all of our listeners on the 3 a.m. stations and on the 2 FM stations, 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM in the Tampa Bay area. And around the globe on TantalkNetwork.com. It is a joy to have every single one of you joining us. A couple of our radio team will be along in a few minutes. And in the meantime, we just want to say we're getting very close to Christmas, aren't we? It's coming up very, very shortly now. This is the Sunday before the Christmas weekend. This is December 17th. And we are excited about, as always, celebrating the birth of Jesus, because it's always a wonderful time to rekindle our faith in him and in all that he did for us by sending his son. God the Father sent his son Jesus to this earth to be the Son of God, to be the Messiah, the promised Messiah. We can't wait to talk about all these great things we're going to talk about today on this show. I am so pumped up now. Which one of you, Betty or Angel, is on the other line already? Which one?
This is Betty.
All right. How are you? Hey, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And I will save you by not singing it all to you. And
oh, well,
so,
thank you.
Hey, happy birthday. This was my dad's birthday, and it is your birthday. And it's a joy to have you on the show today on your birthday, girl. How about that?
Well, I tell you what, it's just special. It's really special.
It's just special, huh?
It's special.
I know it. You're my wonderful dear friend, and all of us at Beacon, and you and your husband and daughter Megan, and Megan's one of our radio team members, were all a part of my church in Indiana so long ago, and what a joy to now have you a part of the ministry here at Beacon of Hope from a distance in Connersville, Indiana, on that amazing ranch that you and Joe own. How about that?
Oh, yeah. It's a blessing. It really is.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And another person that we are very glad to have here also is Dr. Angel Falzoni. And I believe you just joined the conversation.
I sure did. And happy birthday, Betty.
Well, thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it very much. I love you, girl.
Love you.
Yeah, it's quite a team we have, and I am very blessed to be right here in this chair in the control room week after week, and to have such an amazing team that rotate with me and bring the Word of God and insights and practical application to living a Christian life to this show week after week. And it's just amazing. Dr. Angel, you have a praise report right off the top, do you not? And we want you to have an opportunity to give that. And then, Betty, if you have a praise report, you can give one too. But go ahead, Doctor.
I do. Well, last week this time we were in depth in prayer for my son in the military to be able to get a plane ticket to come home. They were so expensive and we couldn't afford it. And on Tuesday, an affordable plane ticket opened up, and he is home. He flew home Wednesday.
Yes, from Alaska. Yes, in the Army, and that's Anthony Bosco, and we love that boy to pieces. And he was just so glad to come home and be here for a couple weeks. So it's really, really nice to have him here. We didn't think that was going to happen, and that's a miracle. And so, Betty, we had Anthony with us in our service this morning and prayed over him, and what a special day to have that amazing young man here with us today. Betty, you have a praise report?
I do.
I don't know. Do you?
Well, I do. I'm just glad to, on this day, December 17th, I am glad that my heart is still beating. I'm glad that I am still breathing. And I am blessed to have a beautiful family. I just found an adopted sister.
That's right. That's your praise report.
That is my praise report.
I didn't want to put your words in your mouth, so I figured you would get to Wanda in a moment.
A December to remember.
It is. It is. We've been saying that, and you've been searching for your birth mom, and you found that your birth mom was already in heaven, but your birth half-sister is alive, right?
Yes. Yes. And I praise God for that, that I've always wanted a sister. And so, you know, God does answer those prayers. It took a little while, but you know, God is good, and God, always comes through.
Boy, he does he not? It's just amazing what he does in our lives when we allow him to do that. And, you know, Betty, there's so many times that we fight against the work of God in our lives because maybe we just don't know that we're fighting against it, or maybe we are just ignoring God and what he wants to do in our lives and how he wants to have a relationship with us. And I think a lot of times people miss out on some of the greatest blessings that they could possibly have because of either ignorance or just too busy or just, I don't know, I'll get to it tomorrow type thing. You know what I mean, Betty?
Oh, yeah, and it's sad because, you know, God is our Heavenly Father, and our Heavenly Father wants to give us the desires of our heart, and he wants to see us prosper. He wants to see us walk in victory. He wants to see us to be able to be prosperous, to be able to be who he created us to be.
Right.
And a lot of times, like you said, in our own ignorance or our own time, it's not, you know, God's timing sometimes isn't our timing.
Right.
And we want it now. And yes, God's going, if you just wait just a little bit, I've got something better for you. And so he's always on the job. He's, you know, he's with us 24/7, 365. And if people would just give him the opportunity to work in their lives, they might be surprised what happens. Don't you think, Pastor?
I totally do. And I believe that today, this is what we're going to talk about in Luke chapter 1. If you are handy with your Bible there, you might go there. We have so many amazing truths to talk about today. But this show is much more than just a recounting of what happened over 2,000 years ago. It's much deeper than that. And Dr. Angel, this morning, our service, we were just beginning to touch on these aspects of faith that we're going to talk about today that are life-changing, don't you think?
Oh, yes, they're absolutely life-changing. And when we can grasp that, we are not the same.
We are not the same. And so to our audience today, we would say, listen to what the Spirit of the Living God wants to say to your heart today as we present some of these amazing truths. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you because you are the great I am. You are the Almighty God. You alone, O Lord, are the one who created us, who care about us, and who love us so very much, more than any earthly person could possibly love us. You love us, mighty God, and you've given us purpose, and you've given us an intentional life path, and we want to climb on board with your plan, Lord, and we're going to talk about that today, and we thank you for our listeners scattered around the globe, and Lord, wherever they are, whether they're listening live or later on the podcast or on our website or wherever they find this show, let this show be one that sticks out in their mind as something that helped them draw closer to you, Almighty God, because that's what we want to do. In Jesus' precious name, this we pray, Amen. Let's start with a Faith Hill song, A Baby Changes Everything. And boy, doesn't it.
Teenage girl, much too young, unprepared for what's to come. A baby changes everything. Not a ring on her head, all her dreams and all her plans. A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. The man she loves, she's never touched. How will she keep his trust? A baby changes everything. A baby changes everything. And she cries. Ooh, she cries. Ooh. She has to
That's a cool song by Faith Hill. I haven't used that song for quite a while and just thought it really starts off what we want to talk about today. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope. And we are starting with Luke chapter 1 in verse 26 about what happened to Mary. This was the story. This song was all about Mary and how a baby changes everything. And we are also, a little later on in the show, going to go back and talk for a moment about the beginning part of Luke 1, which we talked about in our sermon this morning at Beacon of Hope. So we're going to start right here with Mary, because Mary has a cousin. Her cousin's name is Elizabeth. And so this verse 26 of Luke 1 starts out saying, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy. That's her cousin. And we'll catch you up on what happened with Elizabeth and her miraculous pregnancy also in a little while. But we're going to start here with Mary's, because Mary's pregnancy is the one that was prophesied, although Elizabeth was also, by the way, because Elizabeth ended up bearing John the Baptist, and he was talked about in prophetic terms back in the Old Testament also. But we have Mary right here is a very young girl, as was said in this song. We think she was probably 14 or 15 or 16, something like that. She was engaged to be married to Joseph, both of them were in the line of David, which is also a prophecy fulfilled that we talked about last week in Matthew chapter 1. If you missed last week's show, it was really heavy on how God already announced and proclaimed for centuries that he was going to send his son, the Messiah, to this earth to be the Savior of all who would choose to be saved. And so we talked about that in detail last week. So catch that show. It's here on TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcasts and you go to Living the Good Life and you can catch up. So anyway, here we have an angel, the angel Gabriel, who was sent not just to Mary here, but in the beginning part of Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel was sent to Mary's cousin Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah. Again, we'll talk about that in a minute. God sent the angel Gabriel to the Galilean village of Nazareth. Okay? By the way, that's a prophecy fulfilled because it said that the Messiah would be a Nazarene. Okay? And so that's who Jesus is. He comes from the town of Nazareth because that's where his mother and then his earthly dad, Joseph, were from. So, the angel Gabriel comes to Nazareth to a virgin. Now that fulfills scripture in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It says, "Unto us a child is given, a virgin will have a child, and we'll call his name Emmanuel, God with us." So this is a prophecy fulfilled also. The virgin Mary engaged to be married to a man descended from David. His name was Joseph. And the virgin's name was Mary, and upon entering, Gabriel greeted her. I love Gabriel's greeting. He doesn't just come in and say, "Oh, okay, now you're going to carry the Son of God." No, it's interesting how he talks to Mary, and he says, "Good morning." This is in the Message Bible. "You're beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out. God be with you." You see, Mary was handpicked. Because Mary had a heart after God. She was beautiful, as the angel said right here, inside and out. And the other translation, the New American Standard says, instead of "good morning," it says, "Hail, favored one." David wrote in Psalm 5, verse 12, so long ago, that you, talking to God, you surround me with favor like a shield. You see, God is all about showing favor to his kids. Are you one of his kids? If you know him as your Lord and Savior, you're one of his kids. And he shows you favor. Let's talk about this a minute. Angel, you go first. Hail, favored one. You're beautiful with God's beauty. Beautiful inside and out. God be with you. What a greeting to first of all, for an angel to show up in your house or your bedroom probably was rather strange, don't you think?
Yeah,
kind of strange.
Just a little, not a normal day.
Not a normal day. Different day, right? Don't you love the greeting, though?
I think it's beautiful, and I love that, you know, the recognition that who she was, it was relationship with God.
Yes.
That's where our beauty comes from.
Right. Oh, amen. Good point. That is where our beauty comes from.
Women, you know, we're always trying to buy, you know, beauty products to look prettier and younger and whatever, but our beauty is all about our connection with our Heavenly Father.
Oh, so true. So very true. You, as a PhD licensed mental health counselor and my co-host on our Thursday night show, Dr. Angel, that's what you do. You work with battered families. You work with people that have had their self-concept pretty much destroyed a lot of times by abusers and domestic violence and all kinds of stuff. You've seen this for years, haven't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And too much. And I think, you know, we put so much emphasis on our beauty from the outside, but our character is our beauty, and who we are with relationship to God, that's our beauty. And that's what makes us beautiful people.
Oh, amen. And can you tell, doctor, when somebody's sitting in your office or in one of your classes or whatever, and you're interacting with them, can you tell whether or not they're beautiful inside? I mean, can you, you know, are there some clues?
Yeah, it radiates off of others. When you can see it just through how, even just see it, it just radiates from the inside out. And
it does. Yeah, it does. Doesn't it? Betty, talk to us about that before we go on here. I love that concept. Mary had it. She had that favor inside and out. Go ahead.
Well, I believe it was her her servant heart that God knew someone who was willing to do whatever it took,
right,
to serve her Lord. And again, you know, when we're created in God's image, an old saying is, you know, God don't make no junk.
Right, there you go.
So it just shows the servanthood or the love that she had for her Lord. Is Lord, whatever you want, I will do it.
Amen. And, you know, it also shows us that God sees us with favor. And he looks on us with favor. He smiles on us. He does not notice all of our flaws. It's not about that. So many people, so many pulpits, so many pastors and evangelists preach about all the sin and all the flaws. And God continually, through the Word of God, talks about how much he loves us. For God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him, not is perfect, not has it all together and never messes up. No, it says whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's about believing, which is what we're going to really concentrate on in the show today, about believing versus unbelief. Betty, did Mary believe that this angel was from God?
Yeah.
She sure did. She sure did.
She sure did. I said, I think it maybe shook her to her very core, as it would any of us if an angel appeared. But I think the one thing he says is do not fear.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we have to remember is that God is with us and that we don't have to fear because he is with us. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Oh, absolutely. Look at verse 29 of Luke 1 if you're just now joining us. Mary was thoroughly shaken. I mean, here's an angel, for heaven's sakes, that shows up in your bedroom and starts saying, you're beautiful. Goddess, you find favor with God. And she was shaken up. But notice this. It does not say that she didn't believe that this was from God. It doesn't say that. She was wondering what was behind a greeting like that. Talk to me, angel. Angel. We got our own angel, Betty, today. We got an angel right here on the show.
We do. I got to say, one of my favorite parts about how the angel greets her is talks about not fearing. We're God willing to address our human emotions first.
Isn't that cool? Mary, you have nothing to fear, he says right here.
Absolutely. It's like he values that humanity that we have, and he understands it, and he knows it, and he wanted to settle that emotion before he took that next, you know, those next steps into the conversation.
Well,
and I think so often in church, you know, a lot of churches will dismiss your human feelings.
Right.
And
right.
You feel like you shouldn't have them or you're wrong or sinful for doing it. We do. We're human. He knows that he made us that way.
Absolutely. He made us that way. And I love your point here. Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. I don't have my bell in here or I'd be ringing it right now on the word surprise because I love that word. What is Christmas about? Generally speaking, you wrap up presents so people don't know what they're getting. Generally speaking, that's not always the case. But a lot of times you wrap up a present and you don't tell them what it is. And I know some little kids who a lot of times try to unwrap presents and then wrap them right back up so nobody knows they've already seen it. But for the most part, Christmas is about surprises, right? And you see it right here. Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. Betty, talk to us.
Well, even I think he is a God of purpose.
Oh, he is.
He wants us to. He wants us to thrive.
Uh huh.
And I think that once you reach that knowledge that there is nothing to fear, that you have this anticipation of, okay, what's next, God? What do you have for me? And I, you know, back in my old mind when I was reading, I've read this scripture so much.
Right.
Is that
your old mind? You know, is this your mind before your birthday?
Yeah, it's still, Yeah, it's still working.
Okay.
My one brain cell is still on overdrive.
All right.
But it's still going.
Still there. All right, good.
But I believe that God had a purpose. And
right.
What Angel, I'm going to piggyback on what Angel said about, you know, appearing to her. And he wants to settle that emotion, which was fear, which
right.
was probably everyone's first, you know, inclination was, oh, my goodness, what is going on? But I think that once that angel, you know, greeted her, he told her not to fear.
Right.
That's when the peace came.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what happens with us once we get past that fear factor of,
yes,
okay, God, I'm out here in Neverland, and where are you, or where are you going to take me?
Right.
And then once you do that surrender, once you take that initiative to say, okay, God, I'm going to put it in your hands, I think that's what Mary did. Mary knew that, you know, she loved the Lord. She loved God,
Jehovah God, yes.
She loved God I believe she was just totally sold out. And once you do that, God gives you, as with Mary, he gave her something that was going to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he does with a lot of us, is we don't think that we have the perseverance enough to follow through to be able to change the world. But God instills in each of us our own individual personalities.
Right, sure.
And I think that he gives us that umption to go out and say, okay, once you've given your life to the Lord, you have infinite, you know, that infinite number of things that you can do to glorify.
Sure, so much the
glory of God.
Yeah.
And Mary was going to do it from a different perspective, maybe than what he does with us today, is being a friend, letting our light shine in this dark world, serving in a soup kitchen, or whatever. That is being the hands of God today,
right,
of reaching out to the world, being the harvest hand.
Right,
and
sure.
that's what Beacon is doing, is, you know, we're the harvest hands,
right,
reaching out to this lost world and bringing them to the Savior that we know and love.
That's why we're doing the show today, Betty and Angel. We're not doing it for any other reason but to get the word of God out there across the airwaves globally, that Jesus is alive, that he is the Son of God, that he came to this earth, born in a manger, the Messiah has come, and that all he asks is that we believe him and that we trust him with our lives. And this is a powerful, powerful thing that we're talking about here today, and that's why we're doing this. And Mary believed, because Mary, you have nothing to fear. God has a surprise for you. You will become pregnant, give birth to a son, and call his name Jesus. Now, there was such a huge clue when he said, you're going to name him Jesus. We talked about his name last week, at the last 2 weeks at length. So catch those shows on podcast. Jesus means God, our Savior. Jehovah is our salvation. It actually means five things, which we've talked about a lot in the last several weeks. Jehovah is our salvation, our deliverance, our safety, our helper, and our prosperer. He is all of that. And when the angel said, we're going to call his name, you're going to name him Jesus. And, Wow. And then in Matthew chapter 1, we talked about last week in 20, verses 20 to 23, is when the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, don't worry about Mary. Go ahead and marry her. Yes, she's pregnant, but she's pregnant with God's son. And you will name him Jesus. And it will fulfill scripture from Isaiah 7:14, that a virgin will give birth to a son and will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. So when the angel announces all of this to Mary, she is like, whoa, because I got to read the next paragraph. And it's like verses 32 and 33. Here's what the angel says. He will be great. He will be called Son of the Highest. Now, see, they had already known the Messiah was coming at some point. They just didn't know when. So this angel confirms that he will be great. He will be called Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. It was prophesied over and over again in the Old Testament. He would come through the line of David. He will rule Jacob's house forever, no end ever to his kingdom. And we know that's a prophecy. God, the kingdom of Jesus, the kingdom of God will never, ever end. It is eternal. Whoa, we got to get a song in here. And then I'm coming back to both of you for your comments here. And we're going to go to verse 34 of Luke 1 and see what Mary's response is to all of this. O come, Emmanuel, by the group Selah. And Emmanuel means God with us. God came to earth for us and became the Messiah, the Son of God, Jesus.
Oh come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice.
Praise God. Rejoice. Let's rejoice today because God the Father chose to send his precious Son to be with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Praise God. Praise God. Talk to us, Betty, then we'll go to Angel.
Well, if you look at this scripture from a human standpoint, it was a miracle.
Amen.
It was, I mean, this was probably one of the, back then was just, you know, they looked at it as, what? But when you look at it from a perspective of probably one of the greatest miracles other than the resurrection was the birth of a king, was the birth who was going to take away the sins of the world. And
amen.
I think that all of this, especially with Mary, but once the whole, like I said, once the Holy Spirit came upon her, you have to understand probably back then when the Holy Spirit came upon them, they felt peace. They felt the tranquility that we feel.
Yes.
But it was just, you know, to have it laid upon you as what Mary did.
Mm.
I mean, most women today probably would have so-called freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Mary didn't. She
no.
was like, oh, I see. Oh, you know, one of those suddenly moments. It's like, oh, surprise.
Surprise. God of the surprise.
One of the greatest miracles of all.
Of the greatest miracle. Absolutely. Yep. Talk to us, Dr. Angel.
Well, I totally agree. It is absolutely the greatest miracle of all time. One of the things I love about this part of the scripture is that we don't get a lot of information about Mary before. We know that she had a beautiful heart. We know she had a relationship with God, but God called her and then he equipped her. She was only
equipped
good. In a relationship before this calling, this massive calling that came with awesome responsibility was put before her.
Good point.
And I think we get stuck in that, like, I'm not qualified for this when we feel like God's calling us somewhere, but it's his job to equip us when he calls us. We have to trust him for that.
I love that point, and you are exactly right. And you're right. So many people out there in radio land struggle with, they know that God wants to be doing something more in their lives. They don't know what it is, and they struggle with the whole concept of, well, I'm not qualified enough. I don't know the scripture enough. I don't have time to spend reading my Bible or learn of God. I don't understand why I should praise God. There's so many people who don't have that initiative or that desire down on the inside to become everything God wants for them to become. And obviously Mary accepted the assignment without hesitation, which is different than what Zechariah did in the beginning part of this chapter, which we'll talk about in a little while. But here's Mary. And so she says, when the angel explains that she will be carrying the Messiah, she says in verse 34 of Luke 1, Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be? I've never slept with a man." In other words, she understood that most people get pregnant. Everybody gets pregnant by sleeping with a man, right? And she said, wait a minute. She did not say, this is not possible. That's what Zechariah said. He said, oh, no, that can't be. Not Mary. Mary said, how shall this be? That's what the original Greek that was written in this, it was written in Greek originally, and it said, how shall this be? There's no doubt. There's no worry. There's no unbelief here. And the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the highest will hover over you. Therefore, the child you bring to birth will be called Holy Son of God. This requires a whole lot of faith. The word hover there in the original Greek, I can't pronounce it. Pastor Jim could if he was here, but it's something like episkaidazo or whatever. And it means overshadow you. In other words, God just came upon her. And we know what it feels like to be in the presence of God where his presence is so thick, you can almost reach out and touch it. And that's what happened here. She just suddenly felt overshadowed and consumed by Almighty God. And at that moment, she became pregnant. Don't ask us to explain that physically and medically because you can't. This was a miracle. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, once she heard the instructions, she knew. She knew
right
immediately, as soon as the Holy Spirit came upon her.
Right.
She knew that she was going to serve a purpose.
Right.
And that's what we have to anticipate. And I say that with a lot of exclamation points because we have to anticipate what God is going to do in our lives. And once we accept and receive him as our Lord and Savior, he is starting to line things up for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
And when we accept it and we say, okay, God, just like what Mary said, oh, okay, well, you know, I receive, and I will, you know,
yes.
She's going to perform the purpose that God had for her.
Yes.
Because she had the faith, because she had the trust in God.
Right.
That we need to introduce into our own lives is once we get past the fear, once we get past the, I don't think so, once we get past the attitude of, he can't use me, once we get past that thinking, is that we begin, our lives begin to change.
Amen.
Mary knew that in that instant, the Holy Spirit came
Ooh,
upon her, that
yes.
her life was going to change.
Yes.
Her life was going to, a child was going to change her life along with millions and thousands of other people. And I just, you know, I'd have been on my knees. I would have been bawling my eyes out.
But she might have been. We don't know.
We don't know. But again,
I love
the sense of anticipation
yeah.
of what was to come was just, I think it was, to me, it'd be overwhelming.
Well, I love the way you and Dr. Angel both have brought this back to us and related it to not only how we would probably react, but the fact that Mary was human, yet she stepped up to the plate in faith. Talk to us, Dr. Angel.
She sure did step up the plate, and it sure did take a lot of faith. I mean, in their customs and time, a woman being pregnant and not being married, I mean, a lot could have happened that could have been really bad. And she trusted God. She's like, okay, you got me here. You're using me. And I think it was kind of this day by day of, how's this going to work, God? I'm trusting you. You've got the plan thing.
Yes,
and I think,
yes.
you know, instead of getting caught up in the whole scope of what was happening, I mean, she went and spent time with her cousin, which
right.
gave her the time to build her faith and
right.
to have, you know, I'm sure there was a lot of very interesting conversations, and I'm sure there was a lot of prayer that was happening in that moment to help her have that faith to get through where she was called to be.
I so agree. And there is this amazing transformation almost of faith that happens in Mary. After the angel explains all this, that the Holy Spirit will just come upon you. I think it was in that instant when that did happen right there. And in verse 36, and did you know that your cousin Elizabeth conceived a son, old as she is? Now, that had to build Mary's faith, too, because Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant. She probably did not know because there were not phones, there was not mail, there was no other way to communicate. She may not have known, and she said, and he says, the angel says here, everyone called her barren, because we know from the beginning part of Luke chapter 1 that Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth had tried to have children for many, many years, and they were way past the age to be able to conceive. So more than likely, they were probably in their 60s, maybe late 50s, and she was called barren. People called her barren. Well, she couldn't have any children, and that was a shameful thing to be barren. And then the angel said, and she is in her 6 months. She's 6 months pregnant. And I love the next line. Oh, I love this line. Nothing, you see, is impossible with God. Whoa, that is a showstopper. The angel said, nothing, you see, is impossible with God. Jesus talked about that in Matthew 19:26. He said, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. All things are possible. And then we see in Jeremiah 32:26 that the prophet Jeremiah says that God said to him, is there anything I can't do? Whoa. All things are possible. You know, this morning, Angel and Betty, I was just walking around my home, praising God, getting ready to get to our service. And I started singing that old song, Only Believe. Only believe all things are possible. And I could go on and on, but that's it. Only believe, only believe, only believe all things. That's a real old hymn. All things are possible. Only believe. Mary was not asked to pass some test or prove how virtuous she was or anything. All she had to do was believe. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, for some people, that's almost an impossible task.
Absolutely. For some it is.
For some it is. And I think that once that Mary had accepted what the angel had told her.
Yeah.
I mean, her thing is, you know, I am God's servant.
Right.
And
yeah.
And it was at that Kairos moment that we've talked about, you know, show after show.
God's opportune moment.
Mm-hmm. God's opportune moment. And that was one of them. And once we accept and we see what God has planned for us, we have that faith starts to build. And
it does.
Think that all through this, our faith starts to build. It gets a little bit stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And probably by the time that the angel had left her, I mean, I would have ran down the street crying, you know, holy, holy is the Lord. I mean, it took her by surprise, but that's what God does.
Yeah.
God comes upon us maybe when we least expect it.
Absolutely.
Because we've made ourselves accessible
right.
to him.
Amen.
We've said, oh, okay, God, you know, before my feet hit the floor, just like today is your day, Lord.
Right.
I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. And that is being obedient. And
that's
I think
right.
Mary was an obedient woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
She only had good things to say. And, you know, even as you and Dr. Angel were talking, is back then, if you were not married and you were with child, people probably would talk and whisper rumors and all of this. Mary didn't care.
No,
she just kept on keeping on, you know. Her faith kept her strong, her faith kept her focused, and all she wanted to do was just be and do what the Lord wanted her to do, and that's what he wants for us today, don't you think?
Absolutely. Mercy, God's mercy on all of us that he chose to send his son to this earth. Listen to this song by the group, new song, and the song is that's what mercy is, because his sending of his son is mercy.
It's a blue sky morning, it's a new day dawning, it's a million miles from a past that's haunted you forever. It's a prayer that's answered, it's a second chance for a life you never, ever even dreamed that you could live. That's what mercy is. It's a hand that reaches down and lifts you up again. Straight from heaven to a heart that's broken from the only one who'll make it whole again. It's a song of freedom sung for all who listen. There's a door wide open saying all you weary souls come.
That's what mercy is.
Mercy is God the Father sending his son Jesus to this earth to be the promised Messiah, to be born as a babe very humbly in a manger, and to walk this earth showing us the nature of God the Father. That's what mercy is. That's what mercy is. We are so blessed. Let's relate this to our lives, how the birth of Jesus coming to this planet has affected each of us. Has it affected you, dear listener? If it hasn't, we hope it does today, because that's what mercy is. We need mercy. We need mercy. Talk to us, Angel, and then we'll go to Betty here.
Oh, we need mercy every day of our lives, constantly. And the fact that God himself humbled himself to become flesh, to understand our humanity even more and to have that compassion, there's no sense of entitlement as a human. We aren't entitled to anything, and that we should be willing to be humble ourselves as well.
Yes, yes. Because, you know, when we really take this in, that God the Father loved us all so much, for God so loved the world, right, that he gave his only begotten son. The greatest gifts come from this whole thing of God the Father loving us all so much that he wanted to celebrate his love for us by gift giving. That's what Christmas is about, right? And the gift is the greatest gift he could possibly give us. The Messiah, Jesus, that was promised for thousands of years, coming to this earth, being born humbly, and becoming our Savior, the risen Lord. Talk to us, Betty. This is the greatest gift. No gift you get this Christmas can be any greater than this gift.
No, the gift of salvation is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that's why, you know, we call it Christmas, because the very beginning of it is Christ.
Absolutely.
And without him, where would we be? Where would we be without the sacrifice that God gave? We would all be, I think Pastor Jim said it the other last week or so ago, we'd all be pagans. We'd all be, you know, like floundering like fish out of water.
Because sure.
We have this undying desire to serve the Lord.
Right.
Well,
some of us do, and some of us don't.
I think it makes the Lord, it makes him sad that he has children who are disobedient. He has children who he wants us all to draw close to him. And it's just like if your children ignore you, or they go away and you never hear from them, you never talk to them. What does that do to the parent?
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine that.
Them. I couldn't imagine not being able to converse or talk to my daughter.
Right.
And I can't imagine what it's like to see people who are just walking around with faces that are,
right.
I mean, they have faces, but there's nothing there. It's blank. And God's saying, you know, it's just like the prodigal son, come home.
That's right.
Come home. And see what God can do, and not turn away. And this especially, you know, we should do it 365 days a year, not just one day a year at, you know, on December 25th, but we should worship that King, worship the God that gave us life, and he gave it abundantly, and he gave
Amen.
It forever. It's something that we can take with us when we leave this earth. We go to a mansion. We go to our Heavenly Father,
right,
who loves us more than, like you said a few minutes ago, than any other human being or whatever loves us more than anything else. And
Amen.
And I have to give him praise and glory Woo! for what he's done for me and for what he's done for my family, from, you know, there's storms that we face on a daily basis. There are times when I don't know how we would have made it through, but he was always standing on the shore, reaching out his hand and saying, I'm right here, just take my hand. And he's doing that today. This very day,
he's doing that. Yes,
that will listen to take a hold of his hand.
And as we said earlier, that's why we're doing this show, because we want you to have a profound experience with Almighty God during these 2 hours today. We want you to have a life-changing event, a surprise event for you, if you will, where you draw close to God and you find that he will draw close to you. We're going to talk more about that in our second hour. Dr. Angel, before we get up here to the commercial time here where we got to do the station ID, and that's what we got to do here in just a minute, talk to us about the show that you and I do on Thursday night, me as Mama Mac and you as Dr. Angel. Would you talk about that Thursday nights?
Absolutely. We do a life coaching show called Go Yard here on the station Thursday nights at 6 o'clock. And it's really, the focus is helping our listeners learn to live life and learn to live it well, and to give them practical tools to kind of get through the bumps in the road.
Yeah, we've done all kinds of series, domestic violence, so much stuff. We just recently did a four-part series on divorce. We're in one right now called The Heart of Christmas. Last Thursday night when we did that show, your dad, Vinny, was here, and your son, Anthony, from the Army. Betty, I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to that show yet. Yes, no?
Yes, yes. In fact, I was listening live.
Oh, were you?
That's Angel's dad.
Yeah.
He is very fluent. He's very...
Wasn't he great?
On fire. He was awesome.
He's a star now. Awesome. He's a star now.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. And you know that Vinny and Anthony's a little shyer, but they were both so sweet to come into the studio with us, put the headphones on, and be a part of the show. And it was such a huge blessing for us, wasn't it, Angel? You and for you and me.
It was. Yes, it was.
It was really fun. So anyway, so if you haven't heard that show, go to podcasts here on tantalknetwork.com. Go to Go Yard. That's the name of our Thursday night show. It means hitting a home run in life. Go there and you'll find last week's show on the Heart of Christmas. And that was part two of this series. Getting ready to do part three this Thursday night. So the Heart of Christmas right now. And I think it'll really be a blessing to you. Betty, just mention our Facebook post, if you will, that get done when they get done, right?
Well, I tell you what, you know what, when you know, God's timing, you know, he's always on time. And one of the great things about this is getting the word of God through social media.
That's it.
And Facebook posts of, you know, hashtag giving. I can't think of all of them, but
give thanks.
What,
hashtag give thanks was on Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Then this one this past week was hashtag powerful name. And the one before that was change it, hashtag change it. That's just a few right there.
Yeah, and it's a way of just 15 to 17 minutes of God's word coming across Facebook. We ask that you share it, and that way it gets out to more people so that people can hear the word of God. Maybe they're shut-ins, or maybe they can't. All they have is their cell phone. Well, they can get on their cell phone, they can get on their computer, and they can call up through Facebook or through your Facebook name, Pastor Marcia McAllister.
It's just under, it's not under Pastor, it's under Marcia McAllister Posts. Yes.
And so I encourage you to click on it, listen, and be blessed by it, because it has sure blessed me. No need for